If I'm brave enough to ever post this, that means that this is the first episode of my podcast, for which I don't have a name for yet. Just want to preface this. I'm recording this in my phone with the microphone that my headphones have. So I'm really, really sorry if it's if the audio quality is kind of shitty. And if I ramble on and do stupid shit because I don't really know how all of this shit works. And I'm kind of just in my room in the dark by myself. But it should be interesting because I'm fucking sick in the head. And people who are sick in the head have interesting thoughts. At least I would like to think so. So, it's June 2nd. It's been about a year that I've, no, a year and a half maybe, that we've been in this since this whole COVID thing started. I've been about 9 months locked up in my room. So, I hope you can understand the craziness. Today I wanted to talk about Bo Burnham's special Inside, because it really resonated with me and it's fucking amazing. Before, I do want to say that the reason I'm starting this podcast is because I feel like I'm going crazy, because I probably talk to myself more than I talk to other people on a daily average. So I was like, you know, if I'm going to talk to myself, I might as well record it and create a podcast so that I don't feel like I'm going fucking crazy and I feel like there's actually somebody out there listening to whatever it is I'm doing. So, okay. The special is a fucking masterpiece. I mean, it's so, like, maybe it's the fact that he did everything. Like, he wrote it, he directed it, he's acting on it. The fact that it's, like, it feels so personal. It feels like it's him, and this is, like, it feels like a kid, you know? It feels like he's a child, like a teenager, with all these emotions that doesn't know how to feel about, but in reality, it's, like, this 30-year-old man. So it was pretty nuanced, I would say. It made me feel some type of way. What was I gonna say? Yeah, and it was really, 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 really good. You know, it kind of felt like, I'm not gonna lie, it kind of felt a little bit strange. And the experience of watching, even though it was, like, so amazing, it kind of felt really bad to watch. And let me explain why this is, why I had such negative feelings watching this special, even though it's amazing. And I think it's because, you know, there's this, because I relate to it way too much. I know, because the people have this, like, idea that the more you relate to a piece of work, it's, like, the better, or, like, the better you would, like, it's, it, I, like, people, most people would say, like, oh, if you relate to something, then you're most likely gonna like it, you know, how it makes you feel, because you feel like you're not alone or anything. But I related to this special so much, and it made me feel like shit. And there's this quote from a game, a video game, called Before Your Eyes, and it's about, you know, it's a sad story and it's like a video game, but there's a line from a character and he's describing a music, a melody that his wife made. So, and the wife asks him, like, oh, do you like the composition that I've just made? And he's like, yeah, I like it. And she's like, well, okay, why do you like it? And it's this sad piece because they're a sad couple, they're married and they have a child who has cancer. And she's a composer. She always wanted to be a composer, but, you know, never really made it. And his response is, maybe a little bit inaccurate, but he goes, like, I like it because It makes me feel that if the unspeakable sadness that I'm carrying can be so well expressed, maybe it's not that unspeakable. And that's what the show was to me. Like, to see somebody in a situation so fucking similar to mine, with the pain that I feel every fucking day, the fucking craziness that I feel every day, it made me feel like I'm not alone. And I know for a lot of people that's very, like, it's a very comforting feeling, but for me, it kind of, like, in my fucked up brain, I don't know why, it just felt very, it made me feel less special. And I'm not saying that having mental problems and dealing with this type of shit is supposed to make you special. But in a way, it kind of just, like, I don't know, it made it like maybe what I'm going through, like this big ass cloud that I feel like it's never gonna go away, and I feel like it's the biggest deal in the world. If everybody's feeling like that, because everybody kind of related to it, then maybe it's not that big of a deal, you know? Maybe it's my brain trying to like pull me down and tell me that whatever I'm doing isn't good enough, and that fuck. I should probably say, just as a disclaimer, so that crazy people, I mean, I don't know if anybody's listening, but if you're listening to it, I'm like, yeah, I felt like, I think I did the same thing. I think I'm normal. Like, no, you're probably not normal, because I'm not normal. I have BPD, which is a personality disorder, and it's currently untreated. I'm not going to therapy. I got it diagnosed, and then the nice doctor was like, let's set up a treatment stuff, come back tomorrow. And I was like, yeah, sure, and just haven't fucking came back. So that might be why I might have some thoughts that are a little bit concerning, but don't worry, I'll be fine. So yeah, sorry, I just wanted to clarify that, so that you don't think that you're normal if you also think the same fucked up way I do. But that was my experience with Bo Burnham's special. I mean, it's an amazing fucking special, and I'm not taking away anything from it, but I just feel like it didn't leave me feeling good. It left me feeling a lot worse. Then it wasn't only that he felt that way, because I understand that there may be like another person who feels exactly what I'm feeling, because also has fucked up brain, and we've all are going through this horrible situation. But it's maybe the fact that it got so popular. Like, I don't know, I saw it on Twitter, and just reading everybody's like talking about, like, yeah, like I felt so touched and stuff, like how it blew up. And I don't, like, I hate to be that person who's like, oh, like I hate that, you know, like, oh, it's mainstream, so it doesn't really matter. Like, oh, it's mainstream, so it doesn't, like, that's not what I'm trying to get at. Like, that's not who I'm trying to be. I think some mainstream stuff are really cool, you know? But I don't know, I feel like it's not that it cheapens it, but it's like, it doesn't feel as special. You know? Like, I don't know, if I see this quirky guy talking about, like, oh my god, yeah, it's so eye-opening and shit, that I know is a fucking idiot. I'm sorry that I'm being so aggressive, but, like, I know people like that. Who knows a fucking idiot, and it's like saying, like, oh yeah, I relate to it so much. Like, I don't know, like, it doesn't, like, it kind of feels like, wow, maybe my thinking isn't as complex that I thought it would be. I think that I don't know how to express it, but I hope that you know what I'm getting at. And it was really sad to see that, but it's still so amazing. You know, one of my favorite parts about the special is just the sharp turns. You know, you go from this like moment of happiness of like, look at me, I'm the star of the show in mid of chaos. Like there's like this one specifically, I remember it's like he's like on his underwear. And there's like a spotlight with two, like if he was on some fucking Beyoncé concert, like putting up a show, and his room is just so fucking messy and dirty. And I was like I've been on that situation so many times where like I'm living in filth, my house is coming down, I'm doing horrible in school, and suddenly you get like this rush of doesn't fucking matter, the world, nothing matters. I'm the star of this show. Look at me, I'm doing this weird ass stuff. And like it just felt so real because I had been there and I've had those same experiences and I really like that. I really, really like it. And then just his imbalance, the imbalance of what he was like feeling from one moment to another. I really relate to it. This might be because of my borderline, because I'm like that a lot, that you know, an hour I am depressed, I want to die, and then the next hour I think I'm the hottest bitch on earth, and then the next hour I don't, and then I do, and I don't, and then I do, kind of thing. A song that really, really, like, I thought was amazing was the one about the internet one. It said something like, it's every time you want it and anything you can think of is here. It kind of reminded me of, what's it, Rule 24? Fucking no. What's Rule 40 something? I don't know what the name is, but you know what I mean. Like, there's just, the internet is such a fucking scary place, and it's so like dragging. Like I feel anxious. Like I know my grandma. Like I'm living alone, but really near my grandparents' house. So sometimes I'll go down to eat with them when I feel like I have the energy. And you know, my grandma was always telling me like, drop the phone. You can't be away from your phone for fucking 5 minutes. Like when I was your age, I would, you know, all that shit. And you know, at first I was really upset about it. I was like, you don't know me, you know my life. But you know, now I actually think like she's right. I get so anxious when I'm not connected to the internet. Like I don't know, I feel like I'm missing something. I feel like there's so much stuff happening that I'm unaware, like I'm not in the loop, and I hate it. I absolutely fucking hate it because it's true. I can't be away from the internet. And I think I sometimes even use it as a coping mechanism. Like I'm watching something on my laptop or on the TV while I'm playing on my phone, while I'm also, I don't know, seeing some other website on my tablet. And I'm just consuming like three different types of media at the same time, because it's like this anxiety feeling that I'm losing time, that I'm wasting time. And sometimes it's what keeps me up at night. I'm like, I feel like sleeping is wasting time, even though that same time that I'm wasting, like I'm actually wasting it because I'm on my fucking phone playing video games. But somehow that doesn't feel like wasting. Like I don't know, maybe it's a way I try to numb my brain. And yeah. So that song about the internet was fucking amazing. And then what else do I like about the show? There, the little part where he's like FaceTiming my mom. I actually just ended a call with my mom. And I really relate to that in the sense that, I don't know. I don't know how, like, I'm really sorry if this is blather. I have a hard time articulating thoughts. English is not my first language. But, so I'm sorry for that, but I feel the same way. I just talked to my mom and it's like I want to talk to her and I want to and when I'm talking to her sometimes it feels like it's okay. Like I feel like I don't know, she makes me feel safe. She makes me feel like everything's gonna be okay. And then when you hang up, like I it's not that she makes me feel like everything's gonna be okay. It's like I have to put up this act, and it's not only when I call my mom, but especially when I call my mom, when I call my friends, it's like I put all this energy to seem like a functioning, normal human being who, yeah, struggling a little bit, but like she's doing it. She's getting shit done and everything's okay. So I pick up the phone, you know, like I'm fucking laying on the ground and I either get a FaceTime call on it or I want to start a FaceTime call so that I don't seem like an asshole to, I don't put harm my relationships. So I'm literally sitting on the fucking floor and I grab my phone and I either answer or call and I'm like, oh, hi, how are you? Oh, yeah, fine. Like, no, mom. I'm just cracking jokes and like, yeah, mom, you've like, this is it, you know? And for a second, like, I believe the character that I'm playing. But you know, as she's talking or the other person's talking and talking and talking and talking, I kind of like, there's like a person outside my brain and a person inside my brain, and the person inside is like analyzing this, being like, this is so dumb. Like, why are you doing this? This is not you. You're putting up an act at the same time as I'm trying to keep this facade. Oh, and then I hang up with her, and the show's done. Like, I breathe. I even go, like, bye, mom, bye. And that's it. And then I think you can capture that, like if you watch Bo Burnham special, that moment when he hangs up and you can see in his eyes how like it's gone. That it's like a relief that it's gone. And it's a mixture of relief that you don't have to put up with this, but also like it feels like they're condemning you, like they're leaving you, like they're abandoning you. I don't know, like, I don't know. It's like whenever I hang up with somebody on the floor on the phone, it's this two feelings. In one side is the feeling that, oh, finally I can be by myself. I don't have to pretend to be all right. And in the other side, it feels like they're leaving you to the wolves. You know, it feels like that one day. The first day of school when you see your mom and she's dropping you off to all the strangers and she's leaving. It feels like they're grabbing you and leaving you with the wolves, you know? They're gonna eat you alive and they're just leaving and you're gonna have to spend the night alone again. And it's this both feelings of both relief and just pure fear of trying to tell them, please stay, please stay. But at the same time, just trying to make them go away. So, yeah, it was a really good bit. I really like that part of this special. What other part? He's a little bit political. He got a little bit political sometimes. Bo Burnham, that is. He's talking about how he feels like people not every like how people try so hard to be so politically aware that it's very performative, especially in social media and shit. And I feel like that's a very complex issue that I would like to talk about further and maybe another episode dedicated to only that. But I would say that I agree with the general sentiment that sometimes it's really good to shut the fuck up. Like, that's how I feel about some things. I've had a lot of times on Instagram where, like, I see people posting about the shit and then, like, about, like, social things that are happening. And then 2 days later, it turns out, like, all of it was fake or it was a video from years ago. And then they all look like fucking clowns. So that's why I have this general idea of, like, don't say anything until you're educated on the situation. And if you're not educated on the situation, get educated on the situation and Don't post anything about it. Don't try to have an opinion. Like, it's okay to say, I don't know. It's okay to be ignorant. Like, nobody's expected to know everything at all. So I really agreed with that sentiment of Bo Berman. There, I had a little bit issues. The only issue I would say that I had was that Instagram, white girl Instagram thing. From one side, yes, it's funny. It's funny. It's accurate. I would have to say it is accurate. But you can say maybe if it was like a little like comedy piece that he did while he was working on it or whatever. But it did feel a little bit out of place. In the sense that he was just poking fun at generalizing this group. I don't feel really well about shaming women, any type of women, as ridiculous as their actions may be. I just don't like it. So I did have a little bit of an issue with that song. It was fucking hilarious, I will admit. But it was a little bit off-putting. Like, I didn't get the. I don't know, I don't like shaming people, especially on the way they express themselves. And, Instagram has become a place where people express themselves, like their aesthetic, their artsy side, the creative side. So, I feel like we shouldn't shame people, especially on their creative outlets, because that's how we keep ourselves sane. So that's the part that I may not be very fond of, even though it was fucking hilarious. I will give him that. And yeah, I like the ending. I like the ending too. It's just being seen. I don't know. I'm so sorry if this is really scuffed. It probably is. I'm not sure. Do people edit podcasts? Like, do they edit like? Or is this like a live, like, I don't fucking know how this works, but yeah, this is the first episode. I think I'm gonna end it here. I don't know how long I've been talking for. 22 minutes. Great. If somebody's watching, hi, how are you here? How do you find this? Why are you here? Who brought you here? Are you okay? But yeah, if I feel like it, I'll post a second episode about something sometime, maybe. I don't fucking know how to end this. I'm sorry. Have a good whatever time of the day you're watching this. Bye.